In the news this week, the CI warns that the government's new definition of extremism poses a threat to free speech. Sir Keir Starmer pledges to hold a vote on legalising assisted suicide if Labour wins the next election. And the Scottish Government advises the public to call the police if they experience hurtful words. Hello. The Christian Institute has warned that the government's new extremism definition poses an unnecessary threat to free speech. Community Secretary Michael Gove announced that groups deemed to be promoting an intolerant ideology which aims to negate or destroy the fundamental rights and freedoms of others will be blocked from accessing public funding. The government claims the definition is a high bar that only captures the most concerning of activities and will not affect free speech, which will always be protected. But the Institute's head of research, Dave Greatorex, warned it could lead to greater censorship of those with traditional views.
The government claims that this definition is narrow, precise and workable, but it's really none of those things. Instead, it's packed with vague terms and circular logic. Remember, we're talking here about non-violence. We're talking about behaviour that is entirely legal. In fact, we're not even talking about behaviour at all. The emphasis is on ideology and intention, not action. So we're seeking windows into men's souls, and it's a dangerous path to start down. And this is only the start. The government says it's the first in a series of new measures to counter extremism and religious hatred. So Christians should not be fearful, but we should be wary and watchful to defend religious liberty and free speech.
Sir Keir Starmer has pledged to hold a vote on legalising assisted suicide if he becomes Prime Minister. While speaking to Dame Esther Ranson, the Labour leader committed to making parliamentary time for a conscience vote within the next 5 years and said he is personally in favour of changing the law. But Dr Gordon MacDonald, CEO of Care Not Killing, warned that changing the law would dramatically impact how medics care for the vulnerable. Sir Keir needs to recognise the real dangers associated with legalising state-sanctioned killing, such as the pressure it puts on people to end their lives prematurely, and the growing body of evidence showing assisted suicide appears to normalise suicide in the general population. A publicity campaign to launch the Scottish Government's controversial new hate crime law is advising the public to call the police if they experience hurtful words. Passed in 2021, the Hate Crime and Public Order Act comes into force on April the 1st. It makes it a criminal offence to stir up hatred against certain groups. Under the strapline, "Hate hurts," promotional material claims, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words make me feel hated." Political commentator Ewan McCollum warned the Hate Crime Act poses a threat to free speech and is wide open to abuse and not fit for purpose. And finally, NHS England has confirmed puberty-blocking drugs will no longer be routinely commissioned for gender-confused children. Health Minister Maria Caulfield described it as a landmark decision that would help to deliver care based on evidence, expert clinical opinion, and in the best interests of the child. Stephanie Davis-Arai, director of the parent network Transgender Trend, hoped the news heralds the end of what has been a medical experiment on the bodies and minds of a generation of vulnerable children. Despite the new policy, NHS England admitted that some children may be eligible for the drugs as part of clinical research and that they may still be prescribed in exceptional circumstances. Before we go, it is with great sadness that we announce that our director, Colin Hart, has been called home to the Lord, aged 60, following a suspected heart attack. He founded the Christian Institute over 30 years ago, and he will be greatly missed by its staff and thousands of supporters. Acting Director Kieran Kelly said, "We deeply mourn this great and unexpected loss, but we do not mourn as those who have no hope. Rather, we give thanks to God for a servant-hearted man who devoted his life to the Christian Institute in the service of his Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ." That's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.